This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
All right, big hour up ahead here. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, real big one. So we got a game in about 13 hours. We've got tickets to that game in 1 hour. The Eagles and Washington. Tickets at 8 o'clock will be given away here today on the program.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
So listen at 8. Also listen from 7:30 to 8:30 while Jason Kelce is on the program in studio with us. And by the way, speaking of Eagles from the past, and it's hard to believe we're saying Jason Kelce an Eagle of the past, but he is. I want to give a shout out to someone who deserves it, and he will be, you know, sort of honored tonight, and that's Vinny Curry. Vinny Curry is, you know, obviously a local guy who became an Eagle, became a Super Bowl champion, had a nice career at the Eagles, and tonight he will be the honorary captain, and he deserves it. So, of course, no longer playing pro football here or playing pro football anywhere, but in his 8 seasons with the Eagles, and I was surprised when I saw these numbers this week. I thought this was more than I expected because the Eagles sent out a little note, you know, as they are honoring Vinny Curry for his career. 222 quarterback pressures, 35 and a half sacks. Excuse me. 35 and a half tackles for losses, 30 sacks. 19th in franchise history. That's pretty solid.
Pretty good.
Right? James, it's there. Like that was a little more than I expected when I read that.
Yeah, that's more than I would have guessed.
It's
He was a solid player.
He was a solid player and a good guy. I met him one time. Nice guy.
So, he was there when I worked for the Eagles. Yep. Super nice
totally
guy.
Totally nice
like,
guy.
Really good human.
Only met him once. It was brief, but you know you can generally tell.
I was around him. My point is I was around him a fair amount. Really great guy. You're
good.
Absolutely right.
Good.
What did they call him in the releases and things like that? Are they calling him a defensive lineman? Oh, are they calling him a defensive end?
I would guess a defensive end. You know,
yeah,
mostly.
That's what I think of him as.
Okay.
But anyway, congrats to Vinny Curry on a really good career. And tonight it'll be fun to see him honored. Obviously, most fun to hopefully see the Eagles win the football game. 215.
Oh, Ava wanted me to mention Vinny Curry will be on our pregame show.
Oh, nice.
So there you go.
Did she just text you
she
right
literally
now?
Literally text me as we were talking about it. 6:45.
Ava, thanks for listening.
There you go.
And get your butt to work. Why are you late to work, Ava?
It's only 7 o'clock.
Late! Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. No, Ava's not. Ava's not late at all. All right, let's hope the Eagles are on time tonight and kick butt. You know, no question. All right. We also have a song that a listener put together for our program. We'll get to that shortly. Anthony in New Jersey right now. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning. We ready. We ready. We ready for war. If you ain't wake up this morning ready to run through a brick wall, then go back to sleep, man.
Well put, Anthony.
We pray for times like this, man. We pray for times like this, man.
Way to go, Anthony.
The lake is going to be on fire. We ready. Let's go smash the Commanders, man.
I love it. Anthony,
that's what I'm talking about
Anthony,
right there.
Anthony, you going to the game tonight?
Yes, sir. I will be there.
Good man.
Even if I don't win that eight, I'll be there.
All right, hard to hear
he's
everything.
He's blowing his phone out because he's yelling so much.
Yeah, hard to hear everything you're saying, but we hear the passion and we love it, Anthony.
Man, we ready, Joe. You hear that? We ready.
I hear it.
We ready. We ready for war, man. Let's go.
I love it. I love it.
What a great call.
All right, Anthony, give me something that's an American classic.
Man, Thursday Night Football. Are you ready for some football?
You got it, buddy. All right, Anthony. Thanks.
He had one track, Joe.
Yeah.
He said he wasn't messing around. He's like, I don't have an answer. He's like, I'm not messing around. It's football.
Yeah. That's all right. All right. Yeah. Let's mess around for a second. We got a song that's come our way. So we debuted a song earlier this week, John, from a caller. What was that caller's name?
Mike.
James? Mike. John, I think it was a 9 out of 10.
Mike. Awesome.
I thought it was fantastic. I mean, we'll be proud to play
it's
that
so,
song.
Yeah, I feel so flattered to have my name and
it's
your
a nice,
name
it's
and
really
our
nice.
Show in a
yeah.
song that's like that.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's like a real song.
All right,
sounds
we have a,
good.
We have a second song that's come our way. This came from, who is this, James?
Salvador.
Our buddy Salvador in Coatesville.
Salvador.
Great caller to the show.
And it's really bizarre. No one had ever made a song for us. And then, well, other than Jevin and Tyler, who made a bunch. And those guys are great. But no one else had ever made a song. And then we get two in a week. So, all right. Happenstances like that sometimes. So let's listen to Salvador in Coatesville's song about us. We'll listen. We'll assess. We'll react. Here's what we got.
Billion stars.
We don't want to waste your time, but it's time to get up, yeah. We're not trying to waste your time, but it's time to get up, yeah. Hammer time, sometimes I can't stand that guy, but can't they not? Every Friday, some tomato pop with other hand to fry. Richie roots for Joe to lose, the hammer tries to show these dudes. The celebrations are so rude, or should I say they're so obtuse? Joe gets in the driver's seat, a bubble that's a time machine. Never know what you will see, just don't mess with proper ducky. John can't help it but to cry, what can I say? We love you, God. Let's all do an evil shit like Devin, do the E again. Joe, John, James, Rhea, Devin in the morning. Time to start today, let's get together, Philly joining. Dapper Red October, Philly special, let's do it. No one really likes us, but guess what, we don't care. Joe, John, James, Rhea, Devin in the morning. Time to start today, let's get together, Philly joining. Dapper Red October, Philly special, let's do it. No one really likes us, but guess what, we don't care. We don't wanna waste your time, but it's time to get up, yeah.
Salvador, we appreciate you, bud. John, first crack
that
at it.
That is amazing. Yet again, thank you so much for putting all that work in. That,
well produced.
It's
yeah,
so
really
flattering
well done. Put together.
That you did that, and it sounds amazing. That's a great song, and I think it's perfect.
So I like, but I won't say perfect. The last one's a 9 out of 10. I put this one below that.
Wow.
Now, I'm not saying it has to be dramatically below, but below. Seltzer?
I wouldn't put it below it.
You think it's better?
Oh, I think it's catchier. Like, I think that.
I agree with James.
Yeah, I think, like, and it's
catchy.
A little more anthemic, which I like, a little more, like, you know, building up and up. I think they're both great. Like, I don't know that I would put one mm-hmm. over the other, but I like the anthemic nature of it, and I think this one's catchier. Like,
I've
this
never
one,
heard anthemic as a word. What
really?
Does that mean?
Like an
really?
Anthem. Like an anthem. An it sounds more like a
anthemic.
Building a building type of thing.
Stone
you need to listen. Need to listen to more music. Regardless.
Yeah. I'm reading a book right now on Marcus Aurelius, all right?
All right, so there you go.
Anthemic is not in there.
Well, oh maybe it would be if you're reading a book about, you know, rock and roll or this or that or whatever. But I think this one's catchier. Like, this one will stay in my head.
Rhea, this song?
Well, first of all, Salvador, thank you for actually
yes,
mentioning
sir.
James, me, and Devin.
Yes,
appreciate
I like that part, too.
Yes, I guess it's a thumbs up for me.
I agree. Got the whole show in there.
I agree. Well, hold on. No Ruben, no Ben. No Jason Kelsey, no Brandon Graham. What the hell?
Well, we are
the
here a little
just
bit more.
You too, so, you know.
For goodness sakes. I like them both because I'm kind of a genre all over the place genre, but I agree with James. Salvador's a little catchier.
Okay.
And that was super well produced.
It's got a fun poppy sound
yes,
to it.
Yes, it's very pop.
Yeah, it's good. All right, so Salvador, nice job, bud. We applaud you. We really applaud you for applauding us, actually, to be frank.
I mean, I can't imagine how much time you put in. That really sounds good, and you're really talented, and it was catchy. I would listen to that.
I like it. I like it. I like the other one a little more, but I like it. It's all good. Well, we love a game day. We only get a couple of these a year as a show, the Monday Nighters, the Thursday Nighters. Of course, last year, Eagles played a playoff game on a Monday night. That wasn't so good.
Joke.
But a lot better now than they were then. 7-2 Eagles versus the 7-3 Washington Commanders, who it does feel like maybe the dawn of a new NFC East. I mean, Dallas and the Giants are cooked for this year. Now, they'll bounce back at some point. But it's taken Washington, it feels like, almost 30 years to bounce back. And, John, they got a quarterback now, man. Wow. They got a real quarterback.
He is, yes, precocious, way, way ahead of schedule because he's just smart and anticipatory in the way that he plays. And what you hear, a lot of it has to do with just using that virtual reality stuff that I know a lot of colleges use, too. I know they've been using it at Stanford for a long time. Yep. I thought maybe that was why the Stanford kid that we have here in Philadelphia, backup quarterback, I thought...
Who's that, Tanner McKee?
Tanner McKee,
he's a Stanford guy?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah,
correct.
I thought...
Forgot about Tanner McKee.
I knew
I think
that
more
they
about Aaron McKee.
The virtual reality stuff at Stanford, and I knew that he probably had used it since that's where he went. Yeah. So... I maybe that's why he is more advanced than some other guys.
You know what cracks me up, John, when you talk about this Jaden Daniels guy? You talk a lot about the technology they've used with him. The biggest thing is he's just a great player.
Well, he has
he's really good
in this situation that they put him in.
Well,
he has virtual reps against virtual people.
He's also 23, and he played 5 years in college or whatever. It's a different, like, rookies now are
That's
a
true.
Little bit more prepared for the NFL because of the NIL, because they can keep going to this school, that school. I mean, he played at Arizona State. He played at LSU. He's, like, played in different systems,
sure
all
has.
That stuff.
All right, let's listen to Ron Jaworski when he joined us earlier this week. This was quite a statement from Jaws on Jaden Daniels. Jaws has been around pro football for about 50 years. And Jaws said this week on our show. Jaden Daniels, how good is he?
I don't want to overblow what I'm going to say, but I will. He's the best rookie quarterback I have ever seen, Joe.
That's a big wow, Jaws.
I've seen a lot of him. I came in this league in 1973. I've been around a long time. The guy has been absolutely phenomenal. There's, you know, his calmness, his ability to throw the ball deep, short, his anticipation. I watch his feet. He's very calm in the pocket. And he's a guy that kind of plays with a smile on his face. He's enjoying playing football. And he seems to have rallied the Washington Commanders, and where he's the guy that is their future. He's really been outstanding. His ability to extend the play, read coverage, throw accurately. I mean, it's remarkable for a rookie. I've been just blown away.
All right, quite a series of statements from Jaws. Look, here's the deal. Jaden Daniels, my opinion, better than Hurts. Eagles team better than Washington. And this, to me, is a game tonight you lean a lot on. First off, Jalen's legs. Jalen's been a lot better running the ball lately, looks better, doing it more often. But also, this is a lean-on Saquon day. You guys know my thing. I want the Eagles to be careful with not overusing Saquon. I've been very clear about that this season. And I do think, to an extent, they've overused him this year. However, that doesn't apply to tonight. I'll be disappointed if Saquon doesn't have the ball in his hands at least 25 times. You don't play another game for 10 days. This is the most important game for who's going to win the division until you play this team again.
And this is the one at home.
This
is
the one at home.
You really need to take this one.
Like, you can have, at the end of tonight, you can have a, let me see if I'm doing this right. James, a 2.5 game lead?
Yeah. Well,
because you'll be a game
you'd
and a half
the
up.
Win, technically, yes. For now, a 2.5 game
if
lead.
If you win tonight, you're a game and a half up, plus currently at that moment holding the tiebreaker.
Yep.
That's huge. So give the ball to Saquon a lot, and obviously try to get the ball to AJ a lot as well. Wow. I mean, they're your two main guys.
It's right there for you. They stink at stopping the run. They give up whatever it is, 143 yards a game on the ground. And if we hand it off very simply, or Jalen pulls it and keeps it himself, I think he and Saquon can both do damage. He and Saquon both multiple touchdowns on the ground potentially against this team. But then also the way that they play defensively, they like to get aggressive. They like to play man defense more than a lot of teams do. And if you try to do that against us, you know what Jalen does.
No question. No.
Hey, guys, he'll start signaling out there to AJ and Devontae. He'll put them in man-beating routes, and it's going to be drop it into a bucket in the corner of the end zone, and it's a beautiful touchdown pass. So let's see how we beat them.
Man defense also easier for a quarterback to scramble effectively. So sure there's a lot of advantages for the Eagles if that happens. Look, 215-592-9494. Jason Kelce joins us in a couple minutes. 8 o'clock today. Your chance. 8 o'clock today. Be tuned to win a pair of tickets to this big Eagles-Washington
courtesy
game.
Courtesy of our great friends, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, let's get to Gary. He's calling from Whitehall. Good morning, Gary. Love it, Gary.
And Joe, please, you're not sleeping in a barber chair anymore. Wake up and get off your ass and get your head in the game.
Get off my ass. What, do you want me to stand up during a haircut? Well, you're telling what, you stand? You stand during a haircut.
It's Eagles game day. Get your head in the game.
Literally, get your head in the game when you're getting your haircut.
So for those tuning in, this is all because I referenced an hour ago that I fall asleep when I get my haircut. Now I'm being castigated. This is nonsense.
Well, nice use of castigated.
It's so weak. It's so weak and soft weak to and sit soft. There. Oh, it feels so nice as
it's
you caress
relaxing.
My head. Oh, yeah. Okay. Gross. It's relaxing.
I don't know what's gross
disgusting.
About it.
Gary, how do we go from being fired up about the Eagles to castigated and gross?
All right. Well, I'm talking about you right now. So,
what?
I'm actually in agreement with you. It's Saquon Barkley game.
Totally.
I want him at least 30 touches a game. I want him to have over like 160 yards and put this game away early so we can all just go to bed early. How's that?
Well, yeah, and that would be beautiful. All right, Gary, give me an answer. What's an American classic? This is for the Flyers tickets we're giving away today.
July 20th, 1969, landing on the moon.
Wow, that's a big answer. Landing on the moon, I like it. Salvador in Coatesville, he put that song together for us earlier in the hour. Salvador, nice job, buddy.
Yeah, the song that you hate.
I don't hate it at all.
I made a great song about your show, and then you turn around and say it's not as good as the one before. Come on, man. I think mine was more creative. Shout out to Mike, though.
Mike's was awesome. Yours is really awesome, too. I mean, it's so hard to pick. It's different styles. They're both so cool, though. And thank you for doing this.
Salvador, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Who's a better player, A.J. Brown or Saquon Barkley?
Hard to choose.
What'd you say?
Said it's hard to choose.
I know. Who would you choose?
I would go with Saquon.
Okay, does that mean you hate AJ?
I'm not trying to hear that. I'm trying to soften me up, man. I root for you every Friday.
Ooh,
so now that's a
mistake. He roots for you every Friday.
I hope that continues, Salvador.
Why? What would make you do that?
Attach himself to a winner.
You know, I respect greatness.
Salvador, do you respect that he sits there and falls asleep because the woman is caressing his head?
Oh, for the love of God.
Well,
she's cutting my hair.
Caressing his head.
I wish you would have fell asleep during my song.
Salvador, yeah.
I
like your song.
I think Joe deserves to hear the greatness of that.
Dude, the whole song was mostly about you. What do you mean? Come on, man.
I mean,
he doesn't even appreciate it adequately.
He doesn't appreciate it.
Salvador, what do you got on the Eagles?
Well, I'm just hoping we get a good game tonight, man. I got to go. I'm at work. Let's go, Bears.
All right, buddy. Appreciate that phone call. You know who put in service? Not only Jason Kelce is going to join us soon against Washington for many years. Put in service against Washington? How about John Ritchie? Let's go in the
John freaking Ritchie, man.
The Wayback Machine, 2003, 21 years ago. It's Donovan McNabb. It's John Ritchie.
Second down and goal. Over the middle, passes caught. Ritchie, touchdown. Well, this really puts the defense in a bind. You're going to see Ritchie coming here to the on the crossing route. Linebacker overplays it, gives him the inside lane. Donovan puts it on his chest where he can protect himself. LeVar Arrington not able to get there in time. Overplayed it, thinking that Ritchie was going to the flat. John Ritchie comes back underneath on the cross route.
Nice job, buddy. Nice
Troy
job.
Aikman hyping you up.
Well, you know
no
why
big deal.
He overplayed the flat? Because I did a good job selling the flat.
Well
run Texas route. Anyway, I used to practice that route. I used to go outside and practice time after time, play after play. I'd get in my stance in Broomall. I lived in Broomall when I was playing, and I would be out in the yard in my 3-point stance working. One, you know, my first step, if it's to the right for this, is with my right foot. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. On that fifth step, I got to plant hard to make a 45-degree angle. Bang! That's when LeVar, he's really going to think I'm going out there to the flat and I'm going to cut right underneath him. And I would practice it in my yard, not just you know, at Novacare. I couldn't wait. I was outside in bare feet. I was outside in running shoes. I was outside in sneakers. I was outside in cleats sometimes. Just I was outside with my dog. I had two dogs at the time, actually, and they hated when I'm practicing this stuff. They're tripping me up as I'm coming out of my stance. I'm thinking this is like honing me as a football player.
It did.
That the dogs are sort of like I don't know. Blockers.
Obstacles.
Sort of like, guys in my way, as I work my way through the line of scrimmage.
True or false? You remember this touchdown in such great detail because it's one of your three touchdowns.
No.
Well, that's three more than you will ever have, Joe DeCamera.
Do you think Emmitt Smith remembers every single touchdown in such detail? Just asking.
And I
just asking.
You'd
for
be
a friend.
Surprised that I don't remember many.
I'm joking, man. We honor you with your performance. It's good stuff. It really is. Jason Kelce joins us coming up soon. We'll also honor Zach Ertz today. If you don't know, and I think most people do, but Ertz plays for Washington, and will be back at the link tonight for the first time since being traded. So Zach Ertz, someone that the Eagles will obviously honor tonight, someone we'll certainly pay some attention to in our program today with some of the highlights of his career. And I'm sure you can imagine where we're headed with some of those highlights. Let's get to Steve in Willow Grove. Steve, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, Richie Rich, were you chasing chickens, too, with those dogs when you were practicing that move?
That would have been a good idea.
Speed. Speed is what you need. Speed.
I was on a hill. The house that I lived in Broomall, a major hill in the back, I would use that for training and route running, and the dogs were very impatient with my training method.
Steve, let me ask you a question about Rocky that hasn't been discussed enough, because you know I'm a big Rock fan. But
yeah, we haven't talked Rocky on this show.
What are the chances that Apollo Creed loses to a club fighter who switches from southpaw to right hand just because that'll throw off the champ?
It can happen. It's a little bit of effort and hustle. Anything's possible. And listen, not only with the haircut.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hammer, but when I get a massage, I also take a nap. It's the two greatest things in the world. A haircut and a massage, you're definitely napping.
Well, it's funny. When I used to get physical therapy, you know, for the groin,
no,
I would fall asleep with frequency.
That's the opposite of what physical therapy is supposed to be.
Well, first you have the stuff where you got to actually do the tough things. But once they start digging in, lights out.
Oh, my God.
I'm gone.
Absolutely.
All right, Steve, give me a great answer here. An American classic, what do you have?
I'm going with Rocky.
Oh, Rocky's a good answer. I'll give you an American classic, ladies and gentlemen. He joins us every single Thursday at this time, although for the first time this year on a game day. Jason Kelce is brought to us by Garage Beer. The garage, always open. Light beer like it used to be. Light beer like it should be. Light beer like it still is with Garage Beer. Find Garage Beer at your local retailer or at drinkgaragebeer.com. That's drinkgaragebeer.com. Official beer of the Kelce brothers and dads everywhere. He is an American classic, Mr. Jason Kelce. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Joe. How are you doing?
How are you, pal?
Good. Feeling really good.
You excited?
Yeah. Excited about the game. I mean, this is the biggest game of the season. I mean, I guess every game you play
this season. No, you know, you're not a player anymore. You could say it.
This one means really, this is a big one for the NFC East, and it's a big one to show who the Eagles are. It's a monstrous game in the Link on Thursday night, and I'm pumped up.
Do you miss not playing a little extra on a day like this? Like, is this the kind of game you would look forward to a little more and miss that when, you know, in the absence of?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely miss it, and, you know, I miss all the games, but
how much does this hurt this Thursday? Like, your body for a Thursday game, how much worse does it hurt right now?
If I was
to be
still playing.
No, if you were still playing, much worse would you feel getting ready?
You would feel a little bit worse, but I always love Thursday games. I know a lot of guys, they talk trash on it and, like, they, you know, say it's like, you know, a big health disadvantage. I love Thursday games. We didn't really practice during the week. It was all walkthroughs. And I felt that was, especially older in my career, to my advantage because less preparation usually meant that I was going to be on top of it more than the opponent was. So I always loved Thursday games.
Jason, do you have a feel? Look, we obviously have a great feel of how good the Eagles are, although it's, you know, a little debatable on certain fronts. They haven't played that many good teams, and, you know, we'll know more in a few weeks. But we have a general feel. Less of a feel for Washington. We don't watch them as often. I mean, they've been on TV a few times. We've seen them a few times. Daniels looks great.
Yeah.
In your opinion, how good is their football? Because they also haven't faced stiff competition yet. They also beat Chicago in a Hail Mary. 7-3 could be 6-4 if not for one ridiculous play. But I give them credit for a nice surge this year. How good is Washington? How big is the challenge tonight?
Washington has played really well, in particular the quarterback. Jaden Daniels has been fantastic this year. I still think they're missing some pieces, especially in the trenches. I think they're going to struggle in most of the physical matchups that they play teams. But they're a very good football team, and Dan Quinn is a great coach, and Cliff Kingsbury has them running a Chip Kelly-esque offense, which is interesting to watch, even though it's evolved a lot since then. And Jaden Daniels is playing at a very high level, and they're playing well enough that if you don't play really well, they're going to beat everybody, right? Anybody that plays and doesn't play up to their capability, Washington's going to win, and they're better than the majority of the teams in this league. I think Philadelphia, when we play at our best and the players that we have, I think that we are, quite frankly, the better team. But I think Washington has been more consistent throughout the season. So Philadelphia's heating up these last couple weeks. We're really starting to come on. The defense is playing fantastic.
Yep.
Offensively, it feels like we're finding that identity that everybody, I think, has been looking to see. And
which is what? Run the ball as the primary? Is that the identity?
I think it's run the ball. Be a physical offense. Run the ball. Force them to stop the run, stack the box, and take these shots down the field. And
do you expect more stacking of the box? Because I tend to think it will happen because the Eagles' rushing attack hasn't yet been stopped this transformation. And it, you know,
the problem is, do you stack the box and leave AJ Brown one-on-one, or do you let, you know, death by, you know, 10 runs?
Right.
So, you know, to me, I don't know what I would do. And I think that that's the beauty of the talent that the Eagles have, is there's no matter what you do, you're going to be giving up some type of, you know, leverage to the offense and to the playmakers on the Eagles. So I don't know that, you know, I think Dan Quinn has, throughout his tenure, been a single high safety zone coverage team, and I don't anticipate that to be any different. They play a lot more five-man fronts than they used to, and he started doing that in Dallas. And I think that they will have to go to that to try and stop the run, especially with the guys they're missing. Interior Jonathan Allen's out. I think that they're going to have to try and stop the run, and while also not giving up big plays to these receivers on the field.
No question. All right, Jason with us here for an hour. Reminder, 8 o'clock today, we give away tickets to this big game. Eagles in Washington, those tickets coming up in 22 minutes.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, on a big game day show, let's go to Chris right now. Chris, good morning, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Chris.
Is Jason still on?
I am. I'm here, Chris. Sorry. I was waiting for you.
Oh, Jason. Oh, my God. Talk about a memorable moment for me. Today is day one of my bachelor party.
And I'm wow.
Yeah. Awesome.
The bachelor party.
There we
I'll
go.
I'll be in that parking lot.
That's a heck of a bachelor party.
Dear.
You're starting now?
Oh, dear. It's a great response.
You're starting right now, Chris, for your party? Yeah. Like, make sure you pace yourself.
Chris, you're going to be out by 7 o'clock tonight, man. You're not making it to game time.
I am. I'm heading to work, but I'm heading straight from work. I actually live in Long Island, New York, but I'm been an Eagle fan my whole life, so I'm dragging the New Yorkers to Philly tonight for the game.
Good man.
But I wanted to ask, fitting, Jason, and this is good to ask you this.
Yeah.
This whole philosophy on defense now and all these teams do it, and I know you were just talking about Quinn going a lot of one high, but a lot of this philosophy on defense is now putting six men in the box.
Yeah.
And my concept is you have an amazing quarterback that can dink and dunk you. He's going to be death by a thousand paper cuts through the air.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like it's built to beat up on bad quarterbacks, but it's also built to get roasted by the good ones.
Man, Chris, I love what you're saying right now. I think that the too high soft coverages have really been designed to give up small plays underneath and make teams put together long drives with minimal mistakes, and it's hard to do that consistently over the course of the game, limited big plays. I do think that that works very well against bad quarterbacks and bad teams, although most defenses work well against bad quarterbacks and bad teams.
Right.
But I do think that good quarterbacks, you know, we've seen it throughout the years. I remember playing Derek Carr, and he had like one incompletion.
It was like 91%,
right?
Or
that
something like
was
that.
Brutal,
yeah.
That game.
I think the best coaches that are doing this right now are playing these soft coverages while also combining it with extreme aggression, whether it's in blitzing whilst maintaining a shell behind it, or and those guys are looking like it's soft, but they're playing very aggressive in those zones. And I think there are teams that are doing that really well. This was kind of, I don't know, I feel like everybody was doing this one high zone defense for a long time in the NFL. And then people needed an answer for the Chiefs, quite frankly, with Tyreek Hill and all these guys. And they, how do we stop these guys? And they started playing these quarters, too high looks. Tampa Bay beat them in the Super Bowl, and yeah, that's kind of how they stopped all that stuff, where they're playing a little bit more aggressive, but playing more guys in the back end. And it feels like the league has gone more to that system. But as with everything, it always goes in cycles. Like now teams are finding out more plays to beat those coverages, to get easy completions, while also, you know, running screens and different things to create big plays down the field. And now you're seeing, like, one of the things I love about watching Detroit is not only offensively, they're a very physical, offensive, like run dominant team. But defensively, they play very aggressive. They play man coverage all up and down the field. They get in your face. They force pressure. And, you know, I think whether you're going to play two high or one high, you have to go in and out of making the quarterback make decisions and not being predictable. If you just sit there and you're very predictable, and you're, especially if you're soft, and you have a good quarterback, he's going to annihilate you.
Hey, Chris, great call and really interesting question. Give me an answer here, Chris. What's an American classic?
An American classic, the American Pie movies.
The American Pie. I think the American Pie song is more. I think the actual American Pie.
The actual
Pie.
American Pie was the answer there. Yeah.
I think that's the third best American Pie for at least the purpose of classic. But fair enough. 215-592-9494.
By the way, those of you want to actually see Jason today instead of just listening to him, you can tune in to the WIP YouTube channel today. We are live streaming the show today.
There you go. Hey, Jason. So that caller was excited, you know, hopping on, hearing that you're here. And okay.
Yeah.
So I know in the last couple of days you were out west. Monday Night Football's out in L.A. And I saw how you'd popped into that L.A. bar.
Yeah.
So when I saw that, and of course, if you don't know what I'm talking about, everyone listening here, you know, Jason walks into a bar, tons of Eagles fans, they all go wild. So I got to imagine that's a thrill for you to bring joy like that to people. Like every once in a while, you see a president will walk into an ice cream shop and people go wild, right? So when you get to bring joy like that to people, what's that like? Just your presence. And I saw this from Doc. Yeah. I've been around Brian enough to see when he walks in a room, I don't know if I've ever been in a room with him where it's a surprise for people, but I've seen the way they react to him.
Right.
And I see that with you. Like, that's got to be a joy for you to bring joy to others like that.
Yeah. I mean, of course it is. And, you know, especially, you know, when it's kids and, you know, people that have been fans their whole life and you can see it in their face, how excited they are and how much they love the sport and the Eagles. It means a whole lot. And, you know, I think, you know, there's times where it's obviously overwhelming. I think that sure. is undoubtedly true. But when you get to go to LA and a lot of these fans live out there, they don't get to interact with the team as much. And I've always thought it'd be interesting to go to these like expat bars, like, you know, these, you know, Eagle centric bars that are outside of Philadelphia, just poke my head in. So it was fun. I got the two of them. I think the one that really hit social hard was the Garage Motor Club, I think was the name of that bar.
That place went wild.
Yeah.
That would look like a party, man.
the first place was wild too, Britannia. I got behind the bar, was pouring some drinks and having fun. And,
nice.
You know, luckily it was a very fun, everybody was in a good mood that Sunday. Yeah. So, we were partying.
John, you know what stage Jason has not reached yet, though, is the Darren Dalton stage where, because I've seen this, you know, when Dutch was alive, being around him, where I would see women come up to him. And I saw one woman one time, the eyeballs rolled back in the head upon meeting Dutch. Like, because Dutch had that effect.
She fainted?
She didn't faint, but I saw the eyes.
What does that mean?
It means she
lost consciousness?
No, she was enamored. See, here's the thing. Dutch could have been sexiest man alive kind of guy. People magazine this week just said John Krasinski.
So you're saying Jason is sexy?
I mean, I was up for it last
year. Is that the takeaway?
All right, so Jason, why why guys like you and me, the good looking guys like you and me, Jason, why do we never get consideration?
He was considered.
I was considered. Yeah, but they
gave you
a finalist.
Well, they gave you a thumbs down.
Were you a finalist?
They didn't give him a thumbs down. He was a finalist.
He's one of the 10 sexiest men in America, according to that.
Yeah, but I didn't lose it.
You're one of the, like, 350 million or whatever.
You keep bumping yourself in, Joe.
They didn't consider me.
Why would they?
All right, let's go through the list. Here we go. Last couple years. Here's what we got. 2015, Beckham. So this is just this week.
That's a pretty good one.
Handsome fella. 2016, The Rock. I will admit, The Rock, more muscles than me.
He's hunky, man.
Barely.
Okay.
17, you could get there, though.
Blake.
Oh.
All right, Blake Shelton. Rhea, we're going to need a woman's perspective. Okay. Who's number one from this list?
All right.
2018. This is the last 10 years. 2018, Idris Elba.
Oh, Idris.
Right?
Yeah. I'm a big fan.
Yep.
Stringer.
2019, John Legend. 2020, Michael B. Jordan. Mm-hmm. 2021, Paul Rudd. 2022, Chris Evans. 2023, Patrick Dempsey. And then this week announced by People Magazine, Sexiest Man Alive. And I question this.
You always do.
Because Seltzer's on the earth. So how can it be John?
That's correct. You're
how
right
can
about
it be
that.
John
well
Krasinski? Rhea, who's the best of the bunch?
What, who did you say, like, two before
Patrick
Idris?
Dempsey.
No, two before Idris.
Chris Evans, Paul Rudd, Michael B. Jordan.
Before.
Idris.
It was you had Beckham. Then
Beckham.
Had,
The Rock.
The Rock.
Blake Shelton.
Yeah. See, I've met The Rock, and I'm not sure if I've ever seen anybody more impressive, like, in person. Yeah. In terms of the smile, the face, the beautiful skin, the body. I'm going with The Rock.
Okay. I couldn't believe how big his head was when I met him. And I'm not speaking negatively about having a big head. I have a gigantic head myself.
It's a bigger brain.
He's got,
that's how it works.
Yeah. He's a larger human. Like, he's sized up. Just like I told you, Reese Witherspoon, when we were in college, she was sized down. She was like a human being, but 25% smaller in every way. Same with The Rock.
Yes.
He's sized up by 25%, and that includes the head, the face. His face and head, It's massive, but it's also very attractive, and it, you know, says interesting things.
There you go, sure.
You know, so he's really good.
What does it say to you, John?
Like a human being, but size 25% totally. Down is
so, Jason, what was it like to be a finalist last year? That had to be pretty cool.
I don't know. I feel like I benefited greatly from that, like, this body positivity movement and, like,
your chunky commercials are amazing.
Diversify this group a bit. How can we get away from, like, all of these model-looking men?
Let's get a husky guy thrown in there. Jason Kelsey is the one.
We're not casting judgment on who's attractive.
That is so good, man. Let's talk to Ed. Wow. He's calling from Phoenixville on a game day. What's up, Ed?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Jason.
Morning.
I think the garage beers would be perfect for, like, a weeknight game where you want to have more than one, but you don't want to go, like, too crazy.
Oh,
so
yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a... There, it's going to be a more than one kind of game, but so I was thinking about the how to cover, how to scheme up against Jaden Daniels, a player who's so smart, so talented, reads defenses. My initial thought was to just load up the box, do a man, sort of a man free look, cover one, because really the only guy you have to worry about beating you deep is McLaurin. But he'll recognize that and adjust to it. I'm thinking you're going to have to show, like, different looks pre-snap and then shift into something else post-snap, confuse him a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But
they'll do all sorts of stuff. He's a rookie who has not seen anywhere close to everything that's out there. But he has seen a lot, and I don't know how much they can program into his virtual reality thing. Jason, do you know much about the VR?
I don't. I find it very fascinating. I'm interested in finding out more about that stuff.
Yeah.
We used to do this thing with Chip, called them like Axon boards, and you would go up to it and it would flash a defense and you had to say what the coverage was, if it was like a blitz.
Wow.
And it was kind of like multiple choice.
It would give
though.
You a, like
so
a...
it was kind of like messed up. And then you found out that the pictures were always the same. Like, it was the cutting edge of this, like, kind of movement that I think had a ton of potential, but it really wasn't, in my opinion, that applicable yet.
Uh-huh.
Where they were using generic, like, random people in jerseys that were giving generic looks. And I was like, man, if they could ever do this with game film and, like, tie this in from, like, that kind of perspective so that it's specific to different players and defenses and coordinators...
It sounds like
it would
like,
be very beneficial.
It
so
sounds
I don't
know like
they're doing that. But
yeah. It's like walking through without having to even leave your room.
Yeah, you're getting tons and tons more reps, and that's really what it comes down to. And I mean, listen, he's operating at a high level and seeing the game better than I think darn near any rookie quarterback has. So clearly, it's making a difference.
Hey Ed, give me a great answer here for an American classic.
About the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, that is. That appearance. Beatles and Ed Sullivan's a good... I don't know how we're going to vote one against the other today. These are all great answers. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. You can answer this question. Matter of fact, two different questions. Both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First poll question, who wins tonight? A, the Eagles, B, Washington. Second poll question, who's a better player? Is it Jalen Hurts or Jaden Daniels? Notice the word is. We're not asking who was. I think 2 years ago, clearly Jalen Hurts was. We're not asking who will be in 5 years. We're asking right now, tonight, who's a better player? Is it Hurts? Is it Daniels? Obviously, we'll know more tomorrow. My instincts right now is that it's Jaden Daniels, but I think the Eagles have a better team, and that's why I think the Eagles will win tonight's game. And again, I said this earlier, I'll say it again. To me, this is a big lean on Saquon night. I don't often say that because I try to be careful about the utilization of Saquon and trying to get to mid-February and not having him have 450 touches in a season. But I have absolutely no problem, John. If he has 25 or 30 touches tonight, sign me up for that. Because
I think
this
that's
game
what he's made to do, Joe. So,
so this game is so
no
big. So you know, for those that don't know, if the Eagles win tonight, 2.5 game lead in the division.
Yeah,
because you'll be a game and a half up, and you'll hold the tiebreaker at that moment.
And you'll have a game in hand too, because Washington still has their bye coming up.
Well, okay.
Well, if that matters, that means that you can win an extra game. You get an extra week of football.
Yeah, but it's another way to say you're 2.5 off. I get you. I mean, that's kind of what the half represented, but I get your point.
But the point is, your destiny's in your own hands in that situation. Yeah. You win, you get the game.
So let's listen to Sirianni.
Rather it that way than waiting on Washington to see if they win or lose. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.